Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Attention terrorists, hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, yet another study. We've talked about this show many times. This one is just the latest. And it's shocking. It was presented at a CO2 conference, so just like your normal mainstream one. And it simply says this. This is not the first of these. It shows that this whole transition they keep telling us, the Biden administration keeps telling us we're going through, they're not transitioning to anything but total breakdown of society. And that here's why. There's an actual scientific reason. Wind and solar installations, because people don't understand this. Sounds great. Hey, we'll use wind and solar. That would be cool. I would support that if you could do it. And you could do it affordably, right? Who wants to burn carbon when you can, right? Okay. Well, the problem is that wind and solar installations produce electricity well under 50% of the time because the wind only blows about 40% of the time, right? You can't change that. And solar, it gets dark. You can't change that either. So in a green world, how would you keep the lights on? There's only one way, and it's with battery storage. And people don't realize this. And so when you look at what the climate change bill, the Inflation Reduction Act, was really about, Lee, it was about once again funding battery storage, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to build that battery. And the liberal conspiracy theory that the liberal cult believes is that evil corporations have repressed somehow. We don't know who or how they did it, but they repressed the development of this battery, right? If they were just allowed to have the battery, it would work, right? Well, do you remember Solyndra?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was the first time they tried to build the battery. That was a Bernie Madoff, style Ponzi scheme. The company ran away with the money. Everything broke down. They never built the battery. Because you can't.
And people went to prison.
What'd you say?
And a few people went to prison.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's how that worked last time. But they're going to try it again.
Yeah.
We wish them luck. The technology simply doesn't exist. It might someday, and that would be cool, but it doesn't now. So they have this new report out by Francis Menton and a guy by the name of Roger Andrews. They're two climate scientists. They're trying to figure out, legitimately trying to figure out, okay, how far are we from having the battery that would let us do this, right? They want to have the battery. Okay, well, they're doing an analysis of Germany. They found that Germany would require between 25,000 gigawatts per hour and 56,000 gigawatts per hour of storage. Why? Because we have no way, like solar and wind, when it's generated, we have no way to store it, right? It has to go right into the grid or just gets frittered away. It's wasted. That's a big problem, right? If you're going to run a whole society, including our cars, on this source of energy. Okay. 25 to 56,000 gigawatts per hour. Okay, well, they do have batteries in Germany, and the goal is a 20-fold expansion by 2031, so they can, transition the economy. 20-fold expansion, right?
Sure.
Okay, with the 20-fold expansion of current battery capacity that we have, they will have between 0.016% and 0.036% of the energy they need. So,
nowhere near enough.
We're not even pushing 1% battery capacity of what they need, okay? And so this is their national goal in Germany. They're going to increase battery storage capability by 20-fold. Again, should they succeed in that, they will have 0.016% to 36% of the capacity they need. In other words, it can't be done. And that doesn't count the fact that just getting there would cost billions and billions of dollars and jack the price of energy through the roof.
Well, the science does not support this yet.
No,
and it's
no,
not even
it
close to supporting it. And it's both electrical and physics. I was reading this. You know, Tesla has got their new semi-truck that they're putting out, which has a range of around 500 miles, which that sounds great. But the problem they're running into is that it is only good for short hauls and light loads. The first first customers are going to be, I think, Frito-Lay or somebody that, you know, ships chips. And it's like, okay, that's not that heavy. I mean, chips, a bag of chips takes up a lot of room, but it's not heavy.
It's all
very
air.
Light. Yeah, for the most part. Yeah. And what they're running into is that if you want to have a longer range, which means that less time to spend between recharging, which takes a lot of time, then you have to increase the battery size. But when you increase the battery size, you reduce the amount of payload it can haul. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. And, you know, look, I bet you it'll eventually be like phones. Remember the first cell phones, like a brick?
Oh, yeah.
It weighed like a pound. You know, they'll get that down, but they don't have it right now. And the problem is we're going through the transition right now. I mean, we have lost already this year 21,000 fossil fuel jobs in natural gas and oil production. 21,000 in this country.
There is only one current solution to where we're headed. Now, listen, I've got no problem trying to make things as clean as possible, even if it increased my cost. I understand that. But now, obviously, there's got to be a limit to that.
Yeah, it can't impoverish people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I am all for making things as clean as possible, as efficient as possible. That's fine as long as it is done in a financially responsible and sustainable way. The only solution is something that Congressman Jeff Duncan and others have been talking about for quite some time, the all-of-the-above solution, which is that we have the clean coal-fired plants. We have the clean natural gas plants. We have hydroelectric plants. We have the nuclear power plants. And we have the wind turbines. And we have the solar panels. We use it all and use it to our best benefit. There's no problem with obviously providing electricity when the wind is blowing from wind turbines or when the sun is shining from the solar panels. But that is only in addition to the sustainable and regular sources that are not intermittent providers of electricity,
right,
so that you can maintain the grid at all times. And as technology increases, as investment increases, maybe we can expand that. Maybe we can make it more efficient. But it is not technically, scientifically, physically
possible
to do this at this point.
Well, you know what you could do? And this is, they won't let us do this either. You can transition to using a lot of wind and solar and back it up with natural gas.
Right.
But you know what? This is what happened in Texas.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? And what happened was it worked great. It worked great because the wind and solar was backed up by natural gas. Well, they kept taking these natural gas plants offline. The EPA did. And they finally shut down so many and decommissioned so many that when it got cold and they needed more energy, blacked out, over 100 people died. This literally kills people. So how is the left going to solve this, right? This is like children in kindergarten. The California Public Utilities Commission plans to solve this by, get this, ordering the state's power providers to procure by 2026 10.5 gigawatts of lithium-ion batteries for grid-scale storage. Just procure them. I thought you said they didn't exist, Tara.
Right, exactly.
Well, they don't.
Yeah.
So they're just ordering them. It's like, you know, telling Cinderella's pumpkin to turn into a carriage. Mm-hmm. It's literally that ridiculous. And here's the thing. If they could actually do it by 2020, they're not going to, but if they could do it by 2026, you know how much energy storage they'd have? 0.17% of the energy storage needed to run the state on solar and wind.
No.
This is a state that is banning... you know, that is saying, you know, all new cars are going to have to be EVs sold eventually. And did you see what they're doing? They're preparing to destroy the supply chain. This is...
I knew that was coming.
This is a national security... This is, quite frankly, one of the biggest national security threats that we face. There is a new order from... They have a climate regulation board there. This is a new order. And what it does is says that by 2035, and the phase-in begins now, only EVs, electric trucks, can be driven around the ports.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying it's because of racism. Because these areas are more polluted because so many trucks come in and out to get our containers, right, that are shipped in from all over the world through the California ports. And that's not fair. So what we're going to do is say only EVs, electric trucks. Well, those electric trucks are just grotesquely expensive.
So these will be equity vehicles.
Equity vehicles, yes. So by 2035. So what does that mean? Well, unfortunately, Lee, 40% of the food and the goods that we purchase comes in through those ports and goes to those areas. And so by saying, hey, you can't drive an EV in those areas, you can't pick that stuff up, 30% of our exports go out that way. This is a full-on, full-scale attack on the supply chain, demanding they use technology that simply doesn't exist. We cannot power this anyway. And we've already had California say, oh, hey, you're going to be banned from using your EVs when we have the rolling blackouts. And they had to walk that back, right? Well, now you're going to tell me the pickup and drop-off is going to be EVs, but you're going to ban EVs from operating during the blackouts that you're going to have? That means that the supply chain, food, clothes, things we need, toilet paper, yeah, maybe they'll get there after sunshine, or maybe they won't. But the real deal is control here. And you can see what they're doing, because if they can get everybody into EVs. By the way, I said this on the podcast. Keeping Ron DeSantis or a Republican, the governor of Florida, keeping a Republican governor of Georgia and of South Carolina, where we have these ports, is going to become a matter of life and death. I kid you not, of eating and not eating, because California's shutting these ports down. And so they're going to have to begin shipping all of this stuff around. It's going to take an extra 2 more weeks to get there, depending on what they're shipping. Could be up to 3, because they're going to have to bypass those California ports and come all the way around. It's going to add a tremendous expense and everything. But at least we'll still have clothes on our backs and be able to eat. Or we could just onshore this stuff. But that's never going to happen because the energy to produce it here is so expensive. So, I mean, we've got to keep these states with these ports Republican. Because this is where a lot of the supply chain from the world is going to have to shift to. And if we want to export in order to feed ourselves, we're going to have to shift the supply chain, because this is an attack on the supply chain. And you know what they'll do, Lee? They'll say the supply chain has failed, and then they'll take it over.
Yeah.
And when it didn't fail at all. So, I mean, people should be right. By the way, everything I just said came from the San Francisco Chronicle last week.
Wow.
Can you imagine very little of the truck fleet being able to access the ports? Because that's what they're doing.
Hey, I got an idea. Clydesdales. Let's bring back horses. Maybe the Pony Express.
Well, no, you can't do that because the Nitrogen Army.
Oh, well, there is that.
Yeah. No, you can't do that because you'd have to feed them. Did you see that? They are shutting down. The government has now ordered the shutdown and purchase of 3,000 farms in the Netherlands.
Oh, yeah.
Netherlands is the number 2 agricultural food producing country on Earth. So this is going to affect all of our food. The goal is to eventually seize and shut down 11,000 of the 52,000 farms, some of which have been in families for hundreds of years. Just shut them down. Because nitrogen's bad, you know. Problem is, we need it for food. So what you're looking at is an absolute attack worldwide on the food supply chain. And the making of food just so absolutely expensive, no one's going to be able to afford it, if they can even move it.
Terraists want it. Hear the Terra Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.